welcome out there, our audience here at Republic Radio, to call in live. And by the way, after the show, what you should do is log in to Skype and then make a request to NutriMedical One, NUTRI Medical One, if you want to make comments when we do our live stream recap of the show with Tim after the show today. We'll notify you if you're signed into live stream anytime we do video, so strongly recommend you sign into live stream. Strongly recommend you also sign in for your podcasts over on Deagle Network, which you can do by hitting the second button down. And Tim, I wanted to, we talked about this in the break, but I just announced before we went live about the Saudi Arabians now being able to be sued. Now, you and I know that it was ultimately our dark elements in our government, because 9/11 was a war game that went live, and Saudi Arabia was just one of the trigger finger people involved, along with the Israeli Mossad nuclear division and the CIA. But I like to use this analogy. I remember when I was a kid, and someone gave me a sweater, and they said, "Now, don't pull on that thread."
Now, if you pull on the thread, knowing you, I'm sure you pulled on it, right?
I pulled on the thread, and all of a sudden, the sweater falls apart. Now, the problem is, you see, if they start investigating and suing Saudi Arabia, that thread is going to go back to the CIA, the U.S. government, go back to Dick Cheney sitting in the Situation Room with Norm Mineta. It's going to go back, and if they pull on that damn thread, what they're going to find is people like George Bush Jr. and Obama, who've been covering up during his entire two terms, have been covering up the fact that we have dark elements in our government that did false flags of Oklahoma City in 9/11, and they're allowing a massive invasion to come along with Syrian refugees, so that they will have terrorism and they will have a bipartisan domestic security bill to take the last of our rights of freedom of speech and freedom to carry our arms and protect ourselves. So the fact is that this lawsuit that's going on is basically telling the kid, don't pull on that thread, and thousands of American families, when they start suing Saudi Arabia, they should also start suing the U.S. government. Because the U.S. government and Israel, I call it, it's a real hell. Now, the fact is, and people out there say that they want to dispute me and they have a right to their opinion, no, you damn well don't. When you're in a position like I am and get death threats from Oklahoma City because you're the exit examiner, when you release the information about the 9/11 that it's a nuclear demolition and you get all kinds of threats, they won't even release your videos, and you have to sue or threaten to sue the video company in Oregon that did the 9/11 truth conference in Vancouver, Canada. No, there's no room for your opinion. I'm really not interested in it. This is a settled fact that 9/11 was a war game. I know the senior members of the radar command at NORAD and U.S. Base Command. And I even met with a CDC and FBI director, and they told me about the war game going to occur in New York City 6 months before it. Now, I didn't believe all the stuff. They were very circumspect in talking about the details. But the fact is, those false icons on the screens were not put there by a man dying of renal failure. That's a tall Saudi Arabian by the name of Tim Osman. That's the CIA name, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, who was a senior engineer who actually oversaw the building of the largest military base on Earth outside the United States or U.S. government, built in Saudi Arabia, north of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The fact is, and this is a indisputable fact, 9/11 was an inside job. And if you, and when I heard this report recently last week that this fool is going to fly a jet, a 747, into a commercial building and try to see if it falls the same as 9/11, and he's giggling and laughing, this guy has no idea about metallurgy, atomic physics, the amount of terajoules of energy released to turn steel girders that are paramagnetic into atomic vapor. He has no idea about how jet fuel burns, what temperature in the nozzle
or
your hand.
Look,
this guy's a moron.
Dr. Bill, jet fuel is essentially kerosene that's been spiked up just a little bit with some
additives. Spiked up with diketopiperazine, which, by the way, diketopiperazine is a byproduct of aspartame, so if you want to spike up your kerosene, just add some aspartame coke.
Yeah. Well,
no problem.
It does not burn hot enough to melt steel. If it did, they would use it instead of coke in steel furnaces, blast furnaces. Now, one of the most obvious questions that people need to ask themselves about this. Okay, three buildings fell in New York City and Manhattan on 9/11. Number 7, which was, 42 or 47 stories tall. It wasn't hit by a plane. By the way, all three buildings are the only steel structured skyscrapers in human history before or since the other collapse due to fire. Okay, then you have the 210-story tall buildings. 110 stories occupied. They had deaths. They had water fountains. They had chairs. They had conference tables, bathrooms, et cetera, et cetera. 110 floors. And they all collapsed at free fall range directly onto their footprint without falling over to one side or the other. Now, how come they didn't make a rubble pile at least 40 stories high?
That's because most of us...
Just think about it. This is common sense.
Let me give you the answer. That rubble pile was maybe three stories high. Tim, let me give you the answer. I have two nuclear physicists in the background, a high school physics professor, and a demolition expert from Finland who actually was contracted by the Port Authority in New York in 1998 to demolish the World Trade Center with nukes and with high-explosive RDX, etc. And the fact is, if you actually turn and look at the mass of the building, which they knew from the building materials in it, and knew from the debris pile and the radioisotopes present by the U.S. Geological Survey, that at least 35% of the building or more was turned into atomic vapor because it were paramagnetic metals, people, and concrete. By the way, concrete is not technically a solid. It's a paracrystalline liquid that flows over many centuries. And anything paramagnetic that either has water molecules, aluminum, or metal is going to be turned into an atomic vapor when a pulse of high-energy X-rays hits it. And that's what happened in 9/11. People vaporized. There were not even pieces of people. When those people were in the building and the nukes went off, they actually, if they didn't get hit directly by the nuclear blast, it turned into their body's cells into superheated steam at 50 to 100,000 degrees when the X-rays hit them, and their cells burst and their tissues literally turned into a dust. You know how that they say when they do the funeral? To dust you were made and dust you shall return. Guess what? They were turned to dust in the 50,000.
Yeah, we're mostly water, as you well know. You're a physician,
right.
And once you vaporize that water in a millisecond flash of incredible energy, what's left is literally dust because all the water vapor is vaporized off.
It's the same with concrete. Most people don't realize that the concrete in these giant towers, even if it's structurally hardened, release water droplets and add other materials. For example, the concrete in the CN Tower in Toronto, Ontario, used concrete technology to make it super strong, and they have to put rebar and other materials in it. But the fact is, it's a paramagnetic liquid, and it moves over many centuries. But it's a liquid. It's not as solid as people think. A lot of rocks, for example, in the world, for example, ringwoodite, which is a rock that makes the mantle of the Earth, between 400 and 700 kilometers down, there's 10 times more water than the entire oceans and the troposphere and the hydrological cycle. It's nascent, and the nuclei are unstable. That's why when gravity waves hit it from a nearest dwarf star, which is returning called Nemesis, that's one of its main names, it causes an increase in gravity waves, shake the nuclei, and release nascent oxygen and hydrogen. And that's why we're having increased volcanism, and also it aggravates the climate change problems aggravated by Dr. Zangari's research in the Nonlinear Institute in Europe, and NOAA on the fact that the loop current's gone, the pacemaker for the world climate. So I'm giving hard science here, not just conjecture. And I want people to understand...
By the way, the loop current isn't totally gone, but it's reduced. I'm in the American
Midwest.
Well,
it's reduced to the point where it doesn't transit across the oceans. For example, most people realize there's tropical plants that grow in parts of Scotland. The reason why those tropical plants grow in Scotland have been known for many centuries, and why there are giant gardens in some of these areas, like the Isle of Lewis, is because they directly hit the loop currents. There's also the Channel Islands.
Isn't the Isle of Lewis where Donald Trump's mother is from, I think? Very hardy people, by the way, over there.
Yeah.
I'm in the American Midwest. We've been having a very wet spring, and the last few nights have been down in the lower 40s. It's kind of like October weather.
Well, I'll tell you what's happening.
We haven't seen any global warming, let's put it that way.
Tim, let me fill you in some more hard science. We've had Robert Felix on the program for years, not by fire, but by ice. I've had other engineers, I'm going to get a bunch more on, that 4 years ago, June, they actually had a conference in Chicago, and they proved that these international scientists, including here from America, from Russia, and elsewhere, at the Russian Academy of Sciences, that we're in a Maunder cooling period, which is called a mini ice age that happens every 360 years. This will last 75 years and drop the world temperature 4 to 5 degrees. The northern latitudes will be covered with snow, which may even have snow on the ground in July, which means a lot of the areas where we grow food is going to disappear. And an ice age, a full-blown ice age, will kill more people than a nuclear war. A mini ice age in the expanding population around the world will cause massive population shifts and a massive change of gear shifts in the climate, which is why we have mixed seasons. that's eventually going to settle down to the point where we're going to basically have a mini cooling period. They had, for example, 360 years ago, they had parties on the Thames River in Britain where the ice is 4 to 5 feet thick, and they could put houses on it, and actually across the Thames it was a solid block of ice. People don't realize that.
Now, we can change that. We can modify that with giant mirrors in space, but
Tim, we can do almost anything. It says in the Bible that because we are in one place and of one tongue, nothing can be restrained from our imagination. We are collectively, we are the bride of the Most High God. Collectively, all the sentient beings in the universe. And we are therefore capable, with our imagination, reaching into the eternal, which is the source of all knowledge, to literally find solutions to every problem. But do we want to get solutions? Because we don't have the epiphany of compassion and the epiphany of empathy to literally care about each other in the biosphere, we're polluting it like crazy. We're killing the oceans. Like I played that reverse speech of the great whales, you, oh man, are destroying the earth, and sob, 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 and repeating it. Well, I can tell you that what's happening in our planet is cataclysmic. And it's the lack of love. If you describe one word for the creator,
exactly,
of the universe,
exactly.
It's love.
That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, love is the thing that actually counteracts all evil. Evil is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of it. People try to say it's
and
the opposite.
And one word to describe God, if you just want to use one word to describe God, that word is love.
Well, on the Feast of Pentecost, which was on Sunday, I prepared a prayer for 1 minute and 2 seconds. And I spoke the prayer forward in English and then reverse in tongues, and forward in English, reverse in tongues 3 times over 1 minute, 2 seconds. And we did what's called a second octave increase in frequencies. And when I reversed it and played it, it said the following. It says, I love you forever, for all eternity, forever and ever. Amen. And it repeated over and over again, even in the English and in the repeat in tongues, over and over again for the whole 1 minute, 2 seconds. And we put it on a loop. What people need to understand is our spirits are crying out for God's love to come and save our world. Because it doesn't matter if we die in a nuclear war, an economic chaos, a near-Earth asteroid that passes the Earth and causes cataclysmic changes.
We're you don't dying die. From, your
no, but
physical
I'm talking
body
about the
of this plane dies.
Yeah, I know,
your
but
spirit
the physical,
doesn't die.
Right, but the problem is that what we're looking at is the physical death of a planet, the death of an Earth. And yes, while the physical body can die, the problem is underlying it is the separation of the soul, the spirit, from the will of the Most High God. That can cause death. People don't realize Jesus said himself, if you're not, he can destroy the body, but he can destroy the soul. So people presume their soul is eternal. It's not. Your soul is not eternal. If it's separated from God, it starts to fade into non-existence. And I like to use the term hell of he has lost our love. In other words, you're in a hellish relationship if you don't have an ongoing relationship with God on a daily basis. So every decision you make, everything you do has to be reflected in the will of God, so the Bible and a prayerful life. And if you don't have that, whether you're a scientist or an engineer or an economist, you're going to cause death and destruction, and eventually it culminates in what we're doing is a converging firestorm of economic chaos, war chaos, geological chaos, environmental chaos, and finally the death of mankind with the singularity of artificial intelligence and pollution and all the other horrors that are converging to destroy us. And people don't say they think there's going to be a technical solution or a solution to even have somebody like Donald Trump. It's wonderful God allowing Donald Trump, but Donald Trump needs to be steered by us, the fourth arm of government, because we don't pray for the man. We don't advise him. He's going to make stupid decisions. He doesn't know
all
these things.
He has people that are surrounding him and attempting to manipulate him. He's in a very dangerous position.
Exactly. Some of the people that are around him have a narrow spectrum view of things. For example, and I'll just mention a few things that we need to pray for Donald Trump to have better discernment. Number one, when you say you're going to deport millions of Americans that were born here as anchor babies, the Supreme Court will decide whether those people that are born here, because even if their parents are illegal, they're Americans until proven otherwise. Number two, you can't say that you're going to do better than waterboarding. Waterboarding doesn't get information. I, as a doctor, and have had other people try to dispute it.
It's torture.
And I want people to understand this. If you argue with me or dispute things with me, I'm going to put you in mental martial arts, and I'm going to make you tap out in 30 seconds. And that may sound arrogant, but the fact is I can provide a solution to every problem on Earth instantly on air, or a framework to find a solution instantly, okay? And that's one of my talents that God gave me, okay, like my ancestor Moses. I'm going to tell you right now that you do not want to do waterboarding. What you want to do is you can do dissociative technology, which I know that I could give Donald Trump that could take the truth out of the devil himself. So the idea of torturing human beings to try to get the truth just weakens us and makes us more vile. The idea of doing drone kills like Obama, where he's increased the amount of drone kills by 4 times. So 9 out of 10 people that die aren't even on our list of Al-Qaeda or affiliates. And he has a second strike, so it gets the EMTs and the doctors and nurses trying to rescue people bleeding out.
And the family running in to help the children
that
were
killed. I want people
Look, a common thing you can see throughout history is war. War is a three-letter word opposite another three-letter word, God. War is hate, death, destruction, evil. It is the opposite of love, the opposite of all that is holy. Now, that doesn't mean you can't defend yourself and you can't defend your country. That's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about this drive towards death.
But remember,
Obama sitting in the Oval Office and getting off on he's controlling this drone strike, and he's bragged he's really good at killing people. That doesn't come from God. That comes from Satan.
Yeah. Now the point is that war is, I like to use the initials to metaphors, they're called We Are Ruined. War doesn't, there's a Pyrrhic victory to war. And the next war, by the way, the comment made by Albert Einstein was that I know what weapons we will use if we call it the Third World War nuclear. So the Fourth World War, if there's anyone left, will be sticks and stones.
Exactly.
That's an actual quote from Einstein. So what you have to understand, he also said that the making nuclear power by boiling water with nuclear fission is insane. That's another comment by Albert Einstein. The man was brilliant. He also had a heart. Unfortunately, when he did
his science, wanted him to become president of Israel, and he said no. He said this. The Jews were starting to act like Nazis.
Well, the problem is,
I
wouldn't say necessarily he was an ancient Torah Jew or a Christian, but he believed in God. And he said, God does not play dice with the universe. That's another comment by him. But most people don't realize that the labor Zionist Jews were atheists. People don't understand that the state of Israel was founded by communist atheists. It wasn't founded by believing Jews are returning to the land because it was given to them by Abraham.
Yeah, and it concerns me that Bernie Sanders is very much in the mode of the Jewish Bolsheviks that established the Soviet Union, the Red Terror, the Cheka, NKVD, KGB, police state.
Yeah.
Managed to kill somewhere between 80 and 100 million people in the former Russian Empire.
Yeah, well, listen, Bernie Sanders is an example of someone who is a pseudo-intellectual who has no solutions. When I present a problem, whether it's a health problem or another problem, I will provide a solution. I'll give an example, at immigration. Number one, we do need a wall. I was convinced by Joel Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
But we also need an immigration law, which, by the way, had leaning in the books now for 10 years, but both parties won't come together and get a rapid immigration law. And we don't want it to cost a fortune. I'm an American. I was born in Detroit. My wife was born in Canada. One of my sons, my middle son, was born in Georgia, so he's an American. My older son, he became citizenship when he was 16. It was really easy before 9/11. Boom, they just said, we want to be a citizen. Boom, here's the papers, you're done. After 9/11, not only did they make us a damned expensive, it created the crisis. And when you had NAFTA, most people don't realize NAFTA actually crushed the economy in Mexico, so it forced people to leave their towns and villages and come to America. They didn't want to come here. Are you crazy? If you can make enough money to have a good life in Mexico, why would you come from Central South America to the scramble in America to?
Well, we also set up a variety of wars in Central America. A good friend of mine is from Guatemala. And it was really quite peaceful, and then we started the Civil War down there, and it's now a nightmare because all these people were so militarized, and now you have all these gangs, and they guard the McDonald's restaurants with somebody, a guy there with an AK-47 guarding them. It's nuts.
Yeah. Well, you know, we create the dialectic of conflict, and then we have a canned solution, the globalists do, of a solution. But as I say, evil is not the opposite of good, it's the absence of it. And if we infuse the light of the Most High God into the world by asking good questions and being the agents of change, being a believer is a verb, not a noun. It's a verb, not a noun.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually, you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your Power Sleep at EnergyWave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add Power Vites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at EnergyWave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
By the way, I had a call in one of the breaks to find out the order line number. It is 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871. And, of course, to call into the show is 800-313-9443. Tim, let's continue, please, about the TSA lines, etc.
Yeah. All of a sudden, someone has thrown a switch. And Americans are finding out that the normally long process of going through this TSA nonsense, by the way, they've never discovered a single bomb, they have never stopped a single hijacking, and when they test them and put simulated bombs through, they don't find, about 80% get through. But anyway, now they're saying, like, Chicago, 3 hours. Massive TSA security lines. They're playing with us. Now, why? Well, who knows what these psychopaths exactly what the latest is, but some people are saying or speculating that this is designed to get people to sign up for their pre-screening.
It is, yeah. In fact, they say if you do the pre-screening and they did this test, by the way, in Canada. Do you know what pre-screening involved?
No.
A security check, an iris scan, digital fingerprints, and they may also involve what's called a terahertz body scan. How far is the reader distance and speed at which a terahertz body scan works? If you're driving at 70 miles an hour on a freeway, They can pick up your body scans through the side of your vehicle, okay, at 70 miles an hour, 300 to 400 yards away. Which means
also, in other words, they want to build up a database so they can scan highways and find out where you're at.
Right, and also they want to make sure that you have your cell phone on board because they can find you. And this is what I was told by the Lockheed Martin scientists in 1998 who gave me the actual plans for the Mark of the Beast Virtual World Project. As I said before, and I'm putting a book together that I'm going to release this year, I know more about the technical and spiritual aspects of the Mark of the Beast than any other human that's ever lived and publicly spoke about it. There may be people who know more than I do. They're in these classified areas, but they're highly compartmentalized, and they don't know the whole picture. I know the whole picture. And I can tell you that step by step, this TSA move to do this is to actually move us. Now, here's what's happening. Obamacare has in the bill an implantable chip in all Americans, or a tattoo, or another way of identifying you, all the different identifiers that could be on the market.
They won't do it to me.
Now, they don't have to give you a tattoo. What they can do is they can do an iris scan, a terahertz body scan of your bone structure, and a digital fingerprint scan, and that's your mark of the beast. You don't have to have a chip. Did you know that? If you look at the actual Bible and parse the Hebrew words, you can have a tattoo or a chip, Sharagma, it's called, implanted, or it could be your biometrics, which are already implanted because it's your DNA, it's your bone structure, it's your iris scan, it's your digital fingerprints, it's your retinal scan.
You can't necessarily control them, control the fact of whether they've done that, right?
No, here's the point, though. Here's the point. Everybody that's had one can go through what's called first level scanning, which is the digital fingerprints or your hand, or even a thumb thing. And then they go to the second level of digital fingerprints, all 10 fingers. Then the third is what's called iris scan. And if they want to pick you up even at a distance through the side of a vehicle, if you're a driver or inside a truck or a car, they can pick it up at 300 to 400 yards away.
I was told.
Let me finish. They wanted to be able to scan you down to 1 cubic meter anywhere on Earth, even inside buildings or roadways or whatever, and they have smart dust so it'll communicate with your systems that are tracking you, which is perhaps in your cell phone. And your cell phone, you see, can act as a transducer. And people say, well, they can't do that. Look, they have AI systems now where they're building these giant supernets that can track and control you. I'll give you a perfect example. The best example of what I call artificial intelligence data gathering is Amazon. Amazon is the most powerful artificial intelligence data gathering. If they know your purchasing patterns, they can even predict what you're going to buy next. Okay, so when people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, and we have people like Zuckerberg, this guy that's the head of Facebook, and this young prick who's sitting there saying he's good at an anti-Trump group or meeting on a Facebook meetup. You know what they're trying to do? They want to make sure with his TSA lines that everybody gets, if they don't get a chip, and you don't have to get a chip, you see, people think, well, I won't get the chip. Yeah, but what if they do like they've done in India? Every single person, 1.2 or 1.3 billion people have now had iris scans and digital fingerprints. Did you know that? Do you know India's done? They're done.
Yeah, they've rolled out that system. They're done.
They're the first nation on Earth, large nation, that's actually scanned biometrically. Their entire population has, in a sense, the mark of the beast now.
My question is, why do we put up with this crap?
Because they don't have people like me telling them, and they don't believe them. People say, I don't want to believe you, Dr. Deagle. You think you're such a smart ass. You know all this stuff. Guess what? I am. I know all this stuff organically, and if you don't listen to me like the ancient prophets and apostles and prophets telling you, warning you and stuff, you're going to suffer. You're going to die.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing. And you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com or call 800 659-7384.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. Now, I'm going to take off my doctor hat on, and I'm going to put on my prophet hat. Now, it may take people off, especially those Christians who don't want to believe that they're modern-day prophets, but I am called by the Most High God to tell you the truth. And I can tell you, my directions and my experience was in God the Daytimer. He actually got me to go to places like Colorado Springs, work at U.S. Space Command, and to know these things. They're not, by the way, open to your opinion. They're my experiences, so they're just facts. They're ugly facts. They're horrifying facts. But like the ancient prophets that saw the visions like Joel of the time of the end, we have a situation here that people have to understand is really out of control. Tim, I'd like you to kind of explain, when I tell people you don't need to take a physical mark, but just have biometrics and agree to, number one, sustainable development, a cashless system where all the divots are in their supercomputer, the idea that they're going to bring in peace and stop war after a serious problem, provide food in a time of famine because climate change and an ice age, which we're heading into, is going to combine to cause massive famine around the planet. Right here in America, we have a shortage of pork. We have a shortage of eggs, which your egg price is going through the ceiling because of the avian flu that killed off a number of egg layers in Iowa.
And by the way, eggs are very bad for you unless you eat organic eggs because they concentrate the things like Roundup.
Right. And by the way, if you want to tell if an egg is really good, you know what you do? You get a Woods lamp, which is an ultraviolet lamp, and if you open the egg and put it on a plate or a pan where you're going to cook it, and you have the lights off and you put the Woods lamp on, and you take it off, in the dark you'll see the egg fluoresce. If it fluoresces, it's healthy for you. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that interesting? Did you know the same way with food? If you take organic food that's good for you, you put it on a plate, vegetables, rice, whatever, and you put the Woods lamp on it, and you take the Woods lamp away, and if it fluoresces for a period of time, it's good for you. If it doesn't fluoresce...
A while back, I was in Sam's, and I found a bag of frozen mixed vegetables, and it was very reasonable price and organic. I thought, whoa, okay. Of course, I'm one of these people, I read the fine print, you know. And when it got down to where it said product of China, oh, my Lord.
So what's going on now is even fish companies are actually processing fish that's being sent over to China. They're repackaging and sending fish sticks back from China. There are all kinds of crap in it. Now, what I'm seeing...
You don't want anything in your body that comes from China.
Yeah, no. And by the way, it says 10 ways Israel is just like Saudi. People have to understand that the crypto Jews that run Saudi Arabia, the Saud family, were crypto Jews that actually went from Basra 200 years ago to Saudi Arabia and made deals with the British in what I call Londonistan in the 1920s to create Wahhabism, which is an extreme form of Islam that amplifies and brings about the third jihad, which is what we have right now. So what's going on basically is a product of Londonistan, and the current mayor of London, this guy Khan, I should call him the Khan job. How's that? The Khan job.
And the Muslim mayor of London. When you really think about that, London London has been a city back in the days of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, but
all of a sudden they have a Muslim mayor.
Yeah, but then the idiot tries to say we have high tech people and doctors and lawyers and so on. And Bill Warner makes it very clear. If he only uses the issue of political Islam, he doesn't get into the religious aspects. And if we talk to other experts like Waleed Shabbat, who was a Palestinian terrorist and a Muslim, who became a Christian, who married an American and their son Theodore, they have Shubat, Shoebat.com, and you pull all these factors together, you realize there's only one kind of Islam. There's Islam light, which is pretty bad Muslims. They maybe have never read the Quran, the Hadith, or other writings about Muhammad. They don't know how to dance like Fred Astaire, like Muhammad, which is dancing on the heads of people they've just beheaded. They don't know how to actually do all the specific things to be a, quote, good Muslim. They're Islam light, and they'll make crazy statements like, you know, it's okay. No, these passive Muslims put up with the extreme element. So right now, 72% are estimated of mosques in America are radicalizing American-born Muslim boys and young men that are going to become terrorists on American soil, let alone all the people we let in from Syria and these other North African countries, many of them that hate our
guts.
But
we keep the Christians, though.
And we keep the Christians.
In fact, I'm bringing on...
I have an Iraqi, now American, attorney who's been fighting for 7.5 years against the Obama administration and the Department of Justice is trying to put him in prison for bringing Christians into America with their legal rights to come here because it's a war zone. And the Obama administration is blocking everything they can. In fact, there's a bunch of families here in San Diego County he brought in, and the Department of Justice tried to put him in prison for doing it. So I want you to understand how disgusting Obama is, and he's using this issue of gay and lesbians in the schools and so on as a smokestack.
I've been wanting to get on this, by the way.
But let me explain, though. I talked to Joel Skousen about it, Tim. I talked to Joel Skousen. I got to insert this first. And he said it's a smokescreen for the fact that Obama is failing against Putin. Putin is cutting him off at every corner. He's failing against the Chinese in foreign policy, and Putin and Obama is trying to do this to try to make pretenses that somehow he's in power and he can dictate that all washrooms are going to have to be, you know, sex neutral. Look,
it's not only that. As a farmer teacher, you know, and I got to tell you, in high school, you not only is it a bathroom, it's a changing room.
Right.
Okay. And many schools require students to take showers. And like in college, if you take a swim class, or some high schools have swim classes, you're required to take a shower before you hop in the pool. So, I mean, can you imagine, I may be an old man, but I remember what I was like in college. What if you get a bunch of high school or college jocks and they say, hey, we want to go in the girls' restroom, in the girls' change room and shower with the girls. Ha ha ha. How are we going to do that? Oh, well, we'll announce that we're feminine, we're transgendered, and of course it'll be a hype.
Remember,
but they have to let us in. So all of a sudden you get a bunch of jocks going in the girls' room. Let's take a shower, girls.
Hey, Tim, if 10 families get together and spend $25 to get a $250 pro se litigant course from how to win in court, and they file in federal court, and they demand a hearing before the Supreme Court. And let's say we have 100 groups of families that do that.
I don't know. This lawsuits, Supreme Court, I'm not sure you'd win.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter. You got to understand, getting in front of the Supreme Court and forcing them to deal with these issues and forcing them to deal with constitutional points, I guarantee you that President Trump's going to get in. I guarantee you the next 4 or 5 appointees to the Supreme Court, and they're going to change the nature of what it is to be a Supreme Court justice, which means they're not going to be allowed to create new law. They'll be able to interpret the constitutional purpose of law that's made by the Congress and Senate. They are not lawmakers. They are law keepers.
Dr. Bill, I'd like to propose something to our listeners. Now, we have a lot of listeners all over the world, especially in America. Okay, Obama has dictated, and by the way, he's not a king, he's not an emperor, he doesn't have the constitutional authority to dictate, but he has dictated, and through his Department of Justice and Health and Department of Education, he's mandating schools and public institutions all over the United States to allow people who claim, oh, well, I'm a man, but I feel like a woman today. And some old pervert wants to go in and see little girls go to the bathroom. And, oh, it's my right now to go in.
Yeah, but
hold on. He's doing this, but it's not legal. It's not constitutional.
Yeah, but
it's based on a law that was passed several decades ago when nobody even thought about transgender anything.
There were no law basis for this, Tim. It's an
executive order. There is no legal basis for this.
Right. There's no legal.
Why is there a bill of impeachment filed by multiple congressmen over this?
I'll tell you the reason why. Because we have two sides of what I call the snake party. There's the right side of the snake and the left side. The right side of the snake is Republican, and the left side of the snake is Democrat. But either way, you're going to get crap.
You're completely right,
Tim, I'd like to finish my statement. But with Republican and Democrat is crap. And the problem is, the problem here is that if these people, including Paul Ryan, who has a hell of a lot of nerve to come up and make statements, which in many areas are directly opposing what the will of the people is, which is why Donald Trump is winning, because he's making statements of policy that Ryan is on the opposite side of. Ryan is more in line with what's called the globalists and the district of criminals, and he's going to have to smarten up, because honestly, if he doesn't, that the powers that are affiliated now with the growing now fusion of the party behind Donald Trump, and it's happening. It took him a week. It didn't take him 6 months to bring the party together. The Democrats, Bernie Sanders keeps on winning and winning and winning, but yes, they say he's going to lose. Like, how is that possible? And 45% of the West Virginian voters say they're going to vote for him. Now, the same thing, by the way, our second largest listener audience is Germany, believe it or not. And they know the same thing's happening because of Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel is a crypto Jew from Poland who pretends to be a German, and she's ripping the guts of the Constitution. And
she's not German, and she's a communist.
Right,
and she's a globalist, and she's destroying Germany, and she's destroying Europe.
Right, but the thing is the same with the Vatican. People don't realize that the Vatican is sponsoring people that are actually working and trying to actually homogenize the culture and worshiping Islam. And worshiping Chrislam, which
is... bad popes. This guy's the worst.
He's the last one.
Pope Alexander VI, several centuries ago, to get anybody as bad as this pope.
No, this is the last one. I can tell you this.
Christian.
I can tell you without any wavering whatsoever, this is the last pope. This is the guy. According to Malachi, this guy, according to all the signs...
St. Malachi pretty strongly indicate that.
Right, and I think this is the last pope. I think also in the background, he's probably alive right now, is the man that we would call the beast dictator. He's a man that has to be a dictator. And you have to understand, whatever's going to happen with Trump now, at some future point, the mark, which is the world financial system, is going to come not from Brussels or Beijing or Moscow or South Africa, Johannesburg. It's going to come from America. There's no nation.
Do we accept it, or do we stand up against it?
That's why we are talking about this on the radio from America, from the belly of the beast. We are in the belly of the beast here, and people don't understand that we have military and space technology hundreds of years ahead of any other country. We have cybernetic and artificial intelligence technology and quantum computing eons ahead of anybody else. And the fact is, no one, even if they want to presume that they could, that's why the Chinese and Russians don't attack us, because they have no idea. In fact, I remember my comments from a nuclear engineer from Belarus who worked in the Russian nuclear navy. He said, "The Russians and Belarusians would not attack the West, because we always knew when you're giving nuclear technology materials for us for our nuclear weapons, you must have much worse weapons in the closet, and you destroy us if we try to attack." Now, right now we're deploying what's called anti-missile systems along the Polish border. But the fact is, we've got space-based weapon systems like rods from God that have linear accelerator tubes with depleting uranium rods that hit the ground at 23,000 miles an hour. They can turn it into a nuclear explosion. We have EMP weapons. We have a thing called a GRAZER, or gamma-ray laser system. They can scan a city like the old cathode ray tube televisions and kill everyone in it without peeling the paint from the walls or wilting flowers or even starting a grass fire in somebody's lawn. And it will kill them all instantly without causing even the bubbling of the paint on your walls. People don't understand this.
It's and the people harmonics in frequency.
Yeah, they don't understand it. They really don't. I mean, and you have to understand that America, the term America, is not from Amerigo Vespucci, the Portuguese mapmaker. It goes back to the Incans and the Aztecs. And the Aztecs, the name for Amerigo, goes back to things like Quetzalcoatl. It means the lands of the dragon. Did you know that North and South America are called the lands of the dragon? That's our actual name. Did you know that?
Not really, but
The lands of the dragon. So that when the Chinese, they should fear us, the Russians should fear us, even if they have the Satan II missile. The fact is, before they get their stuff out of the missile silos, before they do an EMP, before they release biological weapons, they could all die in their sleep in 5 seconds, not 5 minutes or 5 hours, if we decide to push the button. But we've got globalists like Obama. He's not going to advise our other side from a position of strength to say, hey, let's not do war, because we could wipe you out in a second, and let's not build more nuclear weapons. It's a waste of time. It's, you know, and not only that, all these things are Pyrrhic victories anyway. As I say, we lack love. We should be selling the Chinese high-quality oil and gas so that they don't pollute us with heavy metals from poor-quality coal they're burning in all our factories without scrubbers. We should be working on a deal that's a win-win situation like Trump wants to do. When people say he's anti-trade, they're morons. When they say he's racist, they're an idiot. When they say he's a misogynist, this man loves to have beautiful women around him. Are they crazy? The senior managers in his own business are all women. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? Why do they say these things and violate common sense logic?
Because they're libtards and they have their heads up their rectums.
They want to make statements because they want to make the... And I've heard statements by people, even close relatives, that have made the statements, he'll be the first fascist president. Bull. This man is losing billions of dollars of money because just his main thing he sells is
his name. What do we have right now? You have a bisexual president, one of many cocaine-addicted bisexual presidents, who is saying that male perverts can put on a dress and walk into a restroom and watch little girls go to the bathroom, and that's a constitutional right.
Tim, it makes people angry, but remember, this is a smokescreen. When the same week they're doing this, they're actually causing
it's a good opportunity for a bill of impeachment, and we should be calling
He has lots of other things that are impeachable, like the kill ratio. His only thing he won't cut short from his 3 to 4 minute visits to any foreign dignitary is his 15 minutes in the Situation Room to make sure the kill list for that Tuesday happens.
Yeah.
Okay? So he says, and actually said, this is an actual statement by this moron, I'm really good at killing people. I mean, if
Absolutely.
You made a comic up and you made this guy out as the Joker, because he looks like the Joker. His latest picture, by the way, only shows him with a Joker smile with that crazy grin with that little crease across his chin. I'm thinking, damn it, man. If you tried out as a new Joker for a new Batman movie, you'd get the part. You wouldn't even have to go and do a screenshot.
Yeah, you know, that would be some good artwork. I'm going to have to talk to somebody about that.
Yeah, I mean, every
Obama
picture you see of the guy,
the
he's got that Joker smile. It's like, oh, my God, man. Do you understand? And he's like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. And we're going into this mountain following him, but only the mountain is a maw of an open volcano. And the people are jumping off a high diving board into the volcano and becoming skeletons because this moron is telling people, it's just a bath. It'll feel good. Yeah, let's continue. You know, what I see happening is people need to wake up. They need to understand in any nation that has been led that lasts longer than 200 years, as de Tocqueville said, America is good, great because it's good. It destroys itself when it finally can elect a group of people like Bernie Sanders.
Are we Babylon?
Well, we are, but we're also the daughter of Zion, which means we're Ephraim. In fact, we did a reverse speech a week or so ago with Jim Carsey, and the words came out when we took Psalm 91, and it mentioned numerous times, we are Ephraim, which means the northern 10 tribes that were apostate. We even lost the book, the holy book of the Bible. And the apostate, basically Druidic priests of Europe, do you know what they were? They were apostate Aaronic priests that brought the rituals of human sacrifices of the Canaanites. That's why when we talk about the Wicker Man, which occurred in high, we call unholy feast days, the Feast of the Undead, etc. These were all basically apostate Aaronic priests that became the inner class of all the Celtic tribes, Germanic tribes, French, the Franks, the Celts, the Irish, the Germans. These were the Aaronic priests. They were apostate. They were cast off by the
Medo-Persians. Christianity overcame that, but they seem to be making
Well, remember, Christianity lost, and that's why what we call St. Patrick brought Christianity back to Great Britain, because they had fallen to the pagan tribes. Remember that?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
By the way, Tim, you raise an important issue. over a number of years, we have our advanced nutraceuticals for treating cancer, autoimmune disease, and other problems. And sometimes even when I refer people to an alternative cancer clinic in the past, what would happen is they'd just stop my nutraceuticals when they go to, say, a clinic in Mexico or Europe. And I said, and I tell them now, I said, if you do that, don't even communicate with me anymore. It's a waste of your time. You need to continue taking what I gave you, and you need to not go to the big box stores, go online, or go to Amazon and figure you're going to second-guess Dr. Deagle. The same way I tell people, if they disagree on any topic, whether it's geopolitical or spiritual or otherwise, the ultimate weapon is me. You need to get ask them this tough question. Can I get Dr. Deagle to call you in time windows with your phone number, email, or Skype, and can he have a chance to talk to you? Now, you have out there people that are dying of their relatives who are going to conventional allopathic doctors, whether they're going blind or got cancer or autoimmune disease, and they're suffering because they're in a state, not of stupidity, but of ignorance. But the problem with what's called passive ignorance, they now have a hand reaching out to say, hey, here's a hand of compassion. Dr. Deagle will talk to you free. I will email you free and tell you exactly what things you need to do to rescue you from your disaster. But the same thing's going on spiritually. When Obama brings us out about the gay and lesbian things and about the LGBT and the school boards and so on, this is smokescreen. The real big issue is TSA. 2 years from now, it's in the Obamacare that they want to have one of three things, either a chip in you, which they've already got in the bill, or biometrics, which are now saying, hey, you can go through the plan. Imagine you're standing there 3 hours and you're going to miss your flight, and you're sitting in O'Hare Airport in Hartsfield in Atlanta, and some person who's got secure high-speed security pass because they had biometric scanning of their iris, their digital fingerprints, and their terahertz of their bones, and they have a security check that's sitting in the thing, so they walk through and in about 5 minutes, they're gone. And you're wondering, you're saying, WTF, I'm now standing here, I'm going to miss my damn flight, I'm going to sleep in O'Hare Airport and curl myself up on a couch, and I'm not even going to make my flights because I've got to reschedule and pay a lot more money, and I can't get through security tomorrow, it's going to take 3 to 5 hours. Guess what? You're going to think, well, you know, hey, might as well get that biometric scan. Well, guess what? When you tie that to sustainable development, population control, and a cashless system, which, by the way, when they crash the economy, that's where they're taking us. And I'm going to tell you this in advance so that you need to know I'm the first and only person that's saying this. The mark, the control system, the matrix, the virtual world project is not coming from Brussels, Moscow, Beijing, or from Tokyo. It's coming from America. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the next one or two terms of presidential life, and I hope it's Trump, but we need to steer this man so he does godly things and not ungodly. Because some of the things he said clearly are not godly, and they need to be straightened away. Secondly, he's a pivoter. He will pivot, and he'll market, and he'll do these things. And I think that he, what I call, is a nascent Christian. He wants to do the right thing. He wants to restore and make America great again. But remember, even what is an economy now isn't what is an economy in 10 years. With high-tech, artificial intelligence, or robotics, are you going to be able to move all the jobs back to America? Is anybody even going to need a slave force when you have robotic manufacturing? What are you going to do with 100 million Americans that don't have any kind of work? What are you going to do for them? So these raise questions that none of these people, even in top business people, have even started to answer. So,
because they don't care.
Well, they don't know. They don't know. And again, we have to present these questions in prayer and in study and research to God. I'm writing papers with actual solutions on every one of these problems. And I can tell you, if we don't advise and restrain Trump, President Trump, if he becomes our president, he will do great evil in our sight. And while we worship him now, we may revile him later if we don't control him. We have to watch it. And Hillary,
yep, get right with God, folks.
Hillary is pure evil. If she gets in, literally, we are doomed. You know, it'll be like the Trilogy of the Rings. We have received the female Saruman, the magnificent senior witch of the West. That's how bad it'll be. Unreal.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-4444. 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.